Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It is indeed Tuesday afternoon, but I am indeed not Scoot. Hey, it's me, your friendly neighborhood Ian Hoke, sitting in for just a couple minutes. Scoot is on his way here. There's no reason to think that this is going to go on too terribly long. But for now, it's just me and Coleman hanging out with you. We're going to get things started. He does have a great show planned for you today. Going in kind of reverse order here. You probably already heard about the new autistic Barbie doll from Mattel. Yeah, you know, they've been doing this for a while. They got the astronaut Barbie or the athlete Barbie, or sometimes there's a Barbie who uses a wheelchair or something like that. Well, now they're rolling out autistic Barbie. So we'll tell you a little bit about the traits that this Barbie doll has that signify that she's autistic. We're going to ask you, do you support more diverse Barbie dolls? Do you think they actually make a difference? If you have a little girl in your life, a daughter or a niece or a friend or a neighbor or somebody like that who lives with autism, do you think it moves the needle for them that they see themselves represented in a Barbie doll like that? I would guess that it does, because I know, not with specific reference to autism, but I've met little girls who play with Barbie dolls that are reflective of things that they do in their own life, whether it's their hobbies or their career paths or something else that they like to do. And it seems to matter to them that they have a doll that has the same kind of life they do. So we'll be talking about that. And in the 2 o'clock hour, of course, we'll be talking a bit about the NFL playoffs. They've been pretty dang good so far, even without the Saints in them. Are you still watching? Who do you think is going to make it to the Super Bowl? And who do you think is going to win it all? If you've been listening to this program at all in the last month or so, you know that I'm going to be rooting for the Denver Broncos this year. I don't know how much of the Broncos you got an opportunity to watch, but my family in Colorado just kept sending me clips of the Broncos doing crazy stuff, just kind of finding wild ways to win. And I know everybody's a little bit salty about, Sean Payton being over there, and that's okay. I'm not here to tell you that that's not justified or that you have to like the Broncos just because I do. But just from a straight up NFL entertainment value perspective, the Broncos have been undeniable this year. Some of the crazy ways they've found a way to win these games, you can't just tell but smile and clap a little bit. And, I think it's their turn. I remember I was, eighth, ninth grade when John Elway took to the Broncos to the Super Bowl and won twice. And, of course, we all remember Peyton Manning, the Peyton Manning Broncos era back in the day. So, all these things come in cycles. They ebb and flow. I think if the Broncos won the Super Bowl this year, I think that would be good. That's just the way the universe works. In her inaugural speech, Mayor Helena Moreno said that she wants a New Orleans where people can drive down the street without beating up our cars, obviously talking about the city's pothole problem. Where are the worst potholes in town right now? I'll tell you where the worst potholes are. I think it's on Zimple Street. Zimple Street up. Okay. I'm going to get into a whole can of worms. Uptown sucks. It's the university area right now is a tire fire. It's so bad. And it's been that way for a long time. I know this because, you know, last summer I was in the New Orleans Shakespeare Festival at Tulane. So I was going up and down Broadway quite a bit. Broadway was closed, you know, in the lakebound direction, and then part of it was closed in the riverbound direction. It's still closed all these months later. What is it, mid-January? We're going back there to do the remount of the play we did last summer. And all the streets that were closed last summer are still closed today. It's a mess. I feel terrible for people who live in that neighborhood, not only because it's, you know, Greek life season right now, but also just the streets are unpassable. But let me tell you this. A time is coming when all the traffic cones and all the little barriers and banners and everything is going to go away, and you're going to have a nice new street. And the first time you drive down that newly paved street, you're going to realize what a tremendous stressor it is to drive down a bad street. I remember when they redid Franklin Avenue below St. Claude a couple years ago, the first time I got an opportunity to go down that, I felt like I just walked out of a spa or something. I mean, it felt so good. And I realized that I guess it was kind of disassociating. You know, I was not letting myself feel the stress and anxiety that you get from driving down a bad road like that. So if you live in the uptown, you know, especially around Broadmoor, Pine, Maple, that sort of area over there, it's coming. A day is coming where you're not going to have to deal with that stuff anymore, and maybe it'll feel worth it, but it'll certainly feel good. Anyway, getting back to Zimple Street. Zimple is the street that The Boot is on. The Boot is at the corner of Zimple and Broadway. And if you're going up Broadway, like right past The Boot and the Mushroom, and then you turn a right to go in there, Zimple Street's a disaster. Poor Julia, my fiance, she was driving down there just a couple days ago. I think it was Saturday, and hit a pothole, and it ripped the liner out of her wheel well. And we look in the rearview mirror, and there's this big round piece of plastic just sitting in the roadway. And she says, "That's not from me, is it?" And I said, "Babe, I think that is." I went back out there and I checked it out and picked it up. Sure enough, it's missing from the rear passenger wheel well. Now, fortunately, that's not a very expensive part to replace. So, you know, we'll be okay. But it's very inconvenient. It could have been way worse. Is the wheel damaged? I don't know. We'll have to get in there and see once we, you know, get somebody to put the liner back in there. Zimple Street has some of the worst potholes. If anybody lives or goes to school around Tulane and you ever have to get in there on Zimple Street, man, I feel your pain. I hope they get around to that one eventually. We want to hear from you. Where are the worst potholes in town right now? In fact, pretend that I'm 311. Call us. Call 504-260-1870, and we'll just pretend that this is 311, and you can tell me where the bad potholes are. And we'll do kind of a dry run, a practice run, so that when you actually call 311, you know just what to say. 311 works great. I had to call 311, I think, just a week ago because the house next to mine, my neighbors, they got a recycling can out there that the lid is busted. So there's no lid on this recycling can. So it just collects rainwater and people throw garbage in it. Nobody ever comes to clean it up. The neighbors moved out of that house a couple months ago. So I called 311 and I said, "Hey, man, come get this crummy recycling bin out of here." They said, "Yes, sir, we'll be right on it." Later that day, I had to call 311 and say, "Hey, man, there's a dead cat in front of the church on my street, just sitting there in the sidewalk. Whose job is that?" They said, "Oh, you know what? We already got a call about that dead cat, and we're sending somebody out this afternoon." I was on the phone with that person for 5 minutes, and they were so helpful. They were so kind. I remember after Ida, I kind of took it upon myself to call 311 to tell them where all the streetlights were busted up in the CBD, like around the radio station here, because I was walking home to and from the French Quarter and I would observe all these lights were busted, and I'd call 311. And every time I called 311, I never had to wait very long. If the person that answered the phone wasn't the person I needed to speak to, they got me transferred right away. All this is to say, our brand new Mayor Moreno and the rest of City Hall officials are encouraging residents to call 311 if the lights are out in your neighborhood, even if the lights have been out for years. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new life. It's New Orleans 4.0. I don't know what you want to call this software upgrade, but call 311. Call them. Maybe they don't know. I'm not sure what the staffing turnover has been like at the 311 call center, but it couldn't hurt just to call and say, hey, I live at the corner of Broadway and Zimple in this street, you know, looks like Fallujah. So why don't you send somebody out here to pave over it? The big news today is this Lights On initiative. They want to improve city lighting. They're doing this to highlight public safety and quality of life improvements. Helena Moreno, just about a week ago, we had a great story on our website that said what Moreno wanted to do with her first 100 days. And one of the first items on the list was, we got to finish up some of these infrastructure projects. We got to get through some of this built environment issues. Crime, education, the budget, all very important. But the low-hanging fruit right now, the thing we're going to get the highest return on investment on right now, is infrastructure. So here we are. We're one day in to Helena Moreno's first 100 days. And this morning, she gave a little press conference to talk about this Lights On initiative. And, well, let's hear it from her.
Constantly said, and you all know this very well, we in the city of New Orleans certainly have our financial challenges, no doubt about it, that we can work through. But one thing that I know that we can do is work with urgency, increase coordination and collaboration, better management. Better management.
Yes.
And those things I want to demonstrate today, that's where you're going to see the big change. That's where you're going to see the big change, and that's where we can make the biggest difference, and where people throughout the city will see this whole new level of urgency.
You know who else was at that presser this morning? Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick. Let's hear from her.
When I came to New Orleans a couple of years ago, and I'm not kidding, I was riding around going, boy, it sure is dark. Where are those street lights? And I will say that it is true that the mayor is going to be brilliant in the basics. And if you're just brilliant in the basics, you will always win. And you know, this is my church family over here, and my pastor was the one who began our time together. And Pastor, I actually listened to you. And you said, and you know something, there's truth in the fact that where there is darkness, evil lurks.
Where there's darkness, evil lurks. Nice, nice, nice. It is impossible not to listen. I don't know. Maybe it's not impossible for you. Maybe I'm painting with too broad a brush here. It's impossible for me not to listen to those comments and not believe that something can actually happen here. That this is not just the same old thing that we always hear at the beginning of new administrations, whether it's a new mayor or a new governor or a new president. Everybody's excited. As soon as their hand comes off the Bible, the expectations are through the roof. They've made all these promises. Everybody's feeling good. They haven't really had a chance to disappoint us yet. So again, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what this administration's going to be doing in 6, 12, 18, 24 months. But let's just live in the now, man. This feels good. This feels like there are real opportunities for progress here. And I'm so glad that she is starting out with some of these quality of life issues that are not intractable, generational, complex problems. Like, how do you fund the schools, or how do you lower the crime rate? Those are really hard questions to answer. And there's a lot of interested parties that are going to have a lot of sometimes conflicting things to say about how to answer those questions. But when it comes down to this stuff, just like get the lights on, get the streets paved, improve your quality of life through these, you know, these environmental issues that you have to deal with every day, whether or not you have a school-age child or whether or not there's crime in your life or you live in poverty or not, we all have to deal with these issues. And there is not an atom in my body that thinks Helena Moreno isn't A, serious about addressing those issues, B, competent to do the coalition building necessary to address those issues. I'll tell you a brief story. The first time I ever met Helena Moreno face to face, I think it was just maybe it was last October. No. It would have been early. Yeah, last spring, maybe like last April or May. And she had just given a little speech, and I kind of waited in line to speak to her. And I get up there and I say, "Councilwoman, my name's Ian Hoke." And she says, "Oh, you're Ian from WWL." Like she recognized me, which was weird, really threw me off. I was like, no. I'm here to recognize you. You don't get to recognize me. This is very strange. But I told her, I said, "I'm really in support of your campaign because I really intuitively in my gut feel like you're the one who's going to move the ball down the field in terms of me having a future here." As you know, I went to Loyola. I graduated this spring after Katrina. And I would guess that 4 out of 5 members of my graduating class left New Orleans. They did not stick around after they graduated. And they had varying reasons for that. But one that I heard a lot was, "There's no future here. This place is a disaster area. There's no jobs. I can't begin a career here. I can't buy a house here. I can't start a family here. I can't see myself living in this place. I can't see myself investing in this place. I can't see myself putting down roots here." Some of those people eventually came back. Some of them stayed wherever they went back to. But getting back to the conversation I had with Helena Moreno, I told her, I was like, "Ma'am, I'm in support of your campaign because I believe you when you say that you're going to implement policies and kind of shift the way that we think about what is possible here." And I got a little bit emotional with her. I said, "You know, I have a great career that I don't want to walk away from. I love New Orleans. I fell in love with New Orleans a long, long time ago. It's my adopted hometown. I'm not anxiously awaiting an opportunity to move away or anything like that. But I also look around and I think, who in their right mind would invest in this place? What would it take to convince me it was a good idea, a good investment to buy a house here or to start a family here, to put a kid in school here?" And like I said, I got kind of emotional talking to her about that. And she gave me a hug and she said, "That is exactly the kind of concern that my administration will work on allaying. That fear, we're aware that it exists and we know that it's not just a personal emotional issue. It's about survival. If we cannot convince young, upwardly mobile people to invest in New Orleans, to buy a house here, to start a business here, to start a family here, then what are we even doing? What is the purpose of all the work that we're doing to make this a better place to live if it's not convincing young people to stay here and convincing young people to move here from other places?" And I looked right in her eyes when she said that to me, and I believed her. And I got a pretty good BS detector. I've met a lot of politicians in my day. Not every interaction goes like that. So I feel pretty good. And I know a lot of other people feel pretty good. I would love for you to tell me why. I think I've just done a fair job of explaining to you why I feel good about it. But let's talk about it. It's 504-260-1870. That's the way to get in touch on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and text line. And we can also read your text messages. I'll reply to as many as I can. And the very best ones I'll read on the air. So make them count. The Lights On initiative is underway. Where do you have an issue with lighting in your neighborhood? Pretend I'm 311. Call me. Tell me about the lights out. I I'm Ian Hoke, sit in for Scoot. He should be here any minute. I'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This. I should know who this is, huh?
I mean, you should, but if you don't, I wouldn't judge you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah. God, I haven't heard this in ages.
I know. It feels like yesterday, doesn't it? Not play.
Kind of a lot's happened. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to say hi to Coleman in the jar in there. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for sticking around a little bit. I know this is not how either you or I thought our day was going to go.
Oh, no. You're saving me money. Trust me. I'd be at somebody's bar bellying up right now.
Oh, really? I'm so sorry about that. On the Open Air Jewelers talk and text line, James on the North Shore is listening today, and he says, Helena Moreno has a record to run on that is truly positive from her time in City Hall. She has always been on the right side of history in New Orleans. Thanks for this talk, Ian. You're always so clear. I just love it. I think that Helena Moreno's path from broadcasting to the state legislature, to the city council, to the mayor's office has left her equipped to do something that few politicians can really do in an honest way, which is tell a great story that everybody wants to listen to. Obviously, she was a Democrat in the state legislature, which, you know, having spoken to some Democratic state legislators on the show, it's not an easy job. Because you're always in the minority. You're likely to remain in the minority for a long time. The Democratic Party in Louisiana is a dumpster fire. So it's, I think, sometimes hard for them to get support. So you have to figure out how you're going to do your job. How are you going to deliver for your constituents as a sort of permanent or semi-permanent minority in the legislature? How are you going to meet your Republican colleagues and tell them what your constituents need and convince them to help you out? Coalition building is a word that I've used a lot in talking about what I thought was impressive about Moreno's campaign. And I think getting a mastery of narrative storytelling from her years in broadcast television and then taking that to Baton Rouge and sharpening that skill, you know, telling a great story. And I don't mean like a fable. I just mean like explaining what your community is going through and making other people care about it. Making other people who aren't directly impacted by those issues invested in addressing those issues. And I think she's masterful at that. I think she was already very good at that by the time she came out of the state house and joined the city council. And in her years in the city council, she just continued to get better at that. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was talking to somebody on the text line who was not sharing in the optimism of the day. And again, that's okay. If Moreno wasn't your candidate, I'm sorry. I know what it's like to have your person lose and have everybody else be throwing parties and be all excited about it. The way I explained it to them, I said, the reason that I feel bullish about Helena Moreno is that occasionally running a great campaign actually does translate into running a great administration. Not every time. But sometimes the things that you need to put together, again, a winning coalition, get the fundraising right, get the messaging right, get the staffing right, and to be able to take care of yourself and your needs and your family at a time when it's very, very difficult to do that. That tells me a lot about your character. And that tells me about some about how I think I should expect you to govern. Just from a political science standpoint, whether Moreno was your candidate or not, she ran a flawless campaign, as evidenced by the fact that the polling never really changed. For that race to begin and everybody to kind of already know who they wanted to vote for and to be really excited to share that with members of their community, members of their family, volunteering. I mean, that says a lot to me. And I think it's impressive that she was able to keep her hands clean during that campaign, especially. Some of those other candidates did not do that. They had to fight dirty. And that's okay. Sometimes you got to do that in politics. But if you have a candidate who doesn't have to do that and still wins without a runoff, this is kind of lightning in a bottle. And we should harness it appropriately. Here's another text message that says, Ian, if Helena Moreno locked her office door and did nothing for the rest of her term, she'd still be better than what New Orleans has had for the last 8 years. May God bless Helena Moreno, the council, and the city of New Orleans. Let's get the city back to what it used to be. Another reason I think Helena Moreno is the candidate to do that. I spoke about this a bit on the air yesterday. If you didn't read Politico magazine's write-up about Helena Moreno and how the entire country, in many ways, is waiting for her to take office so that we can kickstart the next chapter in New Orleans evolution, please go read it. Because as much as we know about Helena, it is really interesting to see national political reporters tell us what they think we don't know about her. It's interesting to see national political writers talk about our candidates in a way that appeals to a national audience. Again, just, you know, from a political science perspective, it's the news behind the news, right? Go read that Politico piece. Kind of the nugget that whole piece turns on is Helena Moreno's relationship building and how she was able to get along in Baton Rouge during the transition period, how she was able to kind of govern from the wings before she'd even been sworn in, before her staff was in place, before she had the power to really do anything. She called Jeff Landry. She got him on the cell phone and she convinced him not to put the city into receivership. And that was just kind of a blip on the radar, a thing that happened over the holidays. But do you understand what a big deal that is? Like, what a huge achievement that is for her to have done that before she was even sworn in? That's amazing. And if she can continue to have that kind of relationship with a Republican supermajority in the House and a Republican governor, then there's no limit to what New Orleans can do and change and become in the next 4 years or the next 8 years. So let's put the writing on the wall. 504-260-1870. What do you want to see change? And it can be brass tacks. It can be like, I want lower taxes, or I want better services, or I want more jobs. What do you want to see change? And what do you think the destination is? Do we want New Orleans to be like it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago? Or do we want New Orleans to be like it was 70 years ago, when there was 600,000 people here? Is that even possible? What would that look like? Economically speaking, job development wise, how do you get that many people to come live here again? 504-260-1870 is the way to get in touch on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. What's up?
You know, real quick. So, yeah. The only criticism I've seen so far is that people tend to be upset that Kamala Harris had made an appearance at the inauguration. That somehow soured their expectations. But from what I understand, it's not like Harris is going to have any pull over what Helena Moreno does. So why do you think just the simple presence of Kamala Harris being there struck people the wrong way?
I think there's the honest answer, which is I'm almost even hesitant to say it, because it ascribes some isms to people that I don't like handing out. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. Because, I mean, like, if you just look at it outside the box, Kamala Harris being there was a great get for the entire celebration. It's a big name national. But then people are like, oh, no, she shouldn't have been there. But, I didn't.
You know what? Here's what I'll say about it. People are addicted to outrage. Even on a day when, man, it's morning in New Orleans. You know what I mean? Like, the vibe is great. People are excited. People are optimistic for the first time in a long time. We're kind of washing our hands of our messy past, and we're moving into something new. When nothing is certain, everything is possible. But that's not enough for some people. They still want to be mad about something. They still want to criticize. Well, how convenient then that Helena Moreno brought in Kamala Harris to do a little introductory speech and do the swearing in. And if you listen to Harris's speech, it's pretty boilerplate, man. That speech could have been given by anybody. I could have given that speech. Drew Brees could have given that speech. Gail Benson could have given that speech. But they're friends. And Kamala Harris was already in town because she had a book tour stop at the Sanger the next night. Helena Moreno was an early adopter, not an early adopter, what's the word, endorser. She endorsed Kamala Harris's 2020 run way early. Kamala Harris's 2020 campaign was pretty bad, didn't go well for her. But those early endorsements really matter to people. And so for Helena Moreno to come out and spend political capital to say, well, I endorsed Kamala Harris for president in 2020, that puts her on the vice president's radar. So now they're buddies. So now she's already in town. Why not bring in the vice president? I mean, who cares? You know, it's the vice. Who wouldn't want to be sworn in by the vice president of the United States? I mean, really, if it's at least the one from your own party, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. People are addicted to outrage and they just got to find something to bitch about. And that's fine. We're all here to do what we're all here to do. If you're on hold, stay there. The number is 504-260-1870. Am I tripping? Was there another reason that you didn't like hearing from Kamala Harris yesterday, other than the fact that you just wanted something to bitch about? Let me know.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stacking up some texts on the Okunard Jewelers Talking Text Line. I'll be reading those in just a moment. But right now, I would like to talk to my friend Bernard. Bernard from Thibodeau. What's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, Ian, I am doing great. How are you today?
I'm great, man. I didn't think that I would be on the mic today, but you got to stay fluid. Be like water, as they say.
Well,
what's on your mind, man?
When you get a chance to talk, I love hearing you. So.
Thank you, man. It's great to hear from you. I met Bernard. Bernard works at the Sanger Theater, and we had connected some months back. I went there to see one of the Broadway shows. I can't remember which, and you gave us a little tour backstage, and everyone just loved that, and kind of kept in touch since then. So it's great to hear from you, man. What's on your mind? What do you want to say?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the inauguration yesterday. I mean, you've already said so much, but I mean, it was a beautiful day. And as someone who doesn't live in the city, obviously I live in Thibodeau, but I spend 12 hours or more a day here in the city working at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so optimistic. I mean, I've been dealing with Cantrell for the last couple of years, and Sanger and Mahalia Jackson as well, they are city-owned properties,
mm-hmm.
And it's up to the city to get a lot of things fixed. So I'm hopeful that maybe with Moreno, that beautiful theater can look even better.
Yeah.
And especially some streetlights all around Canal. We've been renting those generator streetlights for almost a year now.
Oh, man, you're right. I've gone past those a million times and never thought about the fact that those are out there because there are no streetlights.
Yes.
Wow. And,
I mean, you already covered it with VP Harris as well. She was in town. She was already in the building.
Yeah.
She's coming tonight. Like you said, who cares? I mean, whether you voted for her or not, she was a vice president, and it was an event packed full of celebrities. So just throw in one more. I mean, we had Trombone Shorty, Big Frida, Gail Benson. Everybody was there. So
yeah, it's like, you know, even if you didn't vote for Kamala Harris, you didn't like the Biden-Harris administration, that's fine. I'm not going to put a gun to your head and tell you that you had to. I mean, obviously, like I say all the time, we're all here to do. If you don't like candidate A, B, or C, that's okay. But, you know, just pull down your outrage meter just a little bit. If Harris and Moreno are kind of pals, what does that matter to you? How does that affect you? How do you expect? I mean, explain to me how you think that's going to affect the job that Moreno does as mayor. You know, I don't think there's an answer for that.
Well, and I do agree with you where that was such a boilerplate speech that she gave anyway. I mean, it was fill in the blanks. Put Helena's name and New Orleans here, and you can use that same speech in any city you go to.
Yeah. I mean, there's still people texting in saying, I didn't care for Kamala Harris. And okay, but you better explain to me why, you know, and it better not just be because you don't like black women. I really hope I don't get any texts like that today, but you know.
And I mean, all of us that work at the theater, look, we're not all blue. We're not all red. Some of us are green, you know.
Yeah.
We all make peace with each other.
Yeah.
But we were definitely all standing up on the railing watching the inauguration. Yeah. And we were all excited.
That's great. Good, Bernard. Well, you keep in touch, man. I think I'll be around for Hadestown, which is next weekend, right?
Yes, sir. It's
okay,
a smaller
great.
Smaller week. It's only 3 or 4 days. It's not a full week, but hope to see you there.
I'll shoot you a text, man. We'll see if we can get together after, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
You too, Bernard. Thanks for calling. Now, before I move on, I did just kind of chuck something in there. It is impossible to imagine. It's impossible for me to imagine that some of the people who are saying they didn't like hearing from Kamala Harris yesterday, it's impossible for me to imagine that at least some of those people are not just coming from a place of racism and sexism. It is also true that there are a lot of conservatives in touch today and in touch yesterday that said, I couldn't care less. I'm excited about Helena Moreno. I am excited about New Orleans. I didn't like Joe Biden. I didn't like Kamala Harris, but it didn't bother me that she was there. And I thought she gave a great speech anyway. You know, it's like, that's be like those people. Be like water. Let's go to Janice. Janice, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello. How you doing, Ian?
I'm pretty good. How are you today, Ian?
I'm hanging in. I don't like the cold weather, but...
me either,
no,
really.
I don't know. I mean, look, here's the thing. I don't like Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the woman. It has nothing to do with her color. Nothing at all. It was just things that she stood for and everything. Never would vote for her if she, you know. But the thing is this. To me, I mean, okay, what's that really got to do with Helena Moreno? Nothing.
No. Mm-hmm.
Nothing whatsoever. I voted for Helena. I don't care who swears her in. It doesn't matter to me. Now, this is the thing that gets me. And I urge everybody to do this and do it very politely. There's a lady there. She's very nice answering the phone, and she's very, very nice. I like her a lot. These are the things, two things anyway, that get me. I always say, what good is having a law if you're not going to enforce it? And the other day, I go outside. There's a water bottle. Another day, I go out, and there was some white plastic bottle with a straw. And then I'm picking up this stuff. Another day, there's a chewed apple. Now, they have people that are jogging down the street.
Okay.
Can you imagine you're jogging and you step on a piece of an apple, somebody ate half of it, threw the other half on the ground, and you fall.
Ouch.
Because you step in the running, you got on that mm-hmm. chewed apple. I have seen children on school bus before throw pencils. You can step. What's going to happen if you step on a pencil and it rolls under your foot? And then another thing that gets me. I mean, our city does not have to look like trash. I think it's Tangipahoa Hope Parish. I had called there one time, and I talked to a lovely lady a number of years
Janice,
ago.
Janice, hey,
nice
I hate to rush you, but I am kind of running out of time here. You just want to jump right to your point?
Okay, well, I'll get to my other point. Well, she had a litter abatement program, and she was going to come talk to Cantrell.
Oh,
and
okay,
I emailed the information she gave me to Cantrell. Nothing ever came of it. Anyway, here's another thing, too, we need to get on. Very important, fireworks. After New Year, I'm reading that there's some people who had issues with their houses because of that. With somebody's house, you know, can burn down. And it's just not a good thing to have people shooting off fireworks. It's illegal to do that in New Orleans. So they need to get fines or something. Somehow it's going to have to stop because it's bad.
Yeah, like you said it, if we got the laws, we should enforce it. I don't know how you enforce a citywide ban on fireworks, but we should do it. Anyway, we're trying to talk... Lights On initiative. Helena Moreno really wants you to call 311 and tell her administration where the streetlights need repairing. I strongly encourage you to do that. 311 is a great service. It really works. It doesn't take very much time. You feel like you did something with your day, so get to it. Call 311 and then call me, 504-260-1870. Okay, we'll see what happens after the 2 o'clock news. Maybe Scoot will be back here. Maybe he won't. Here's a text that says, Helena promoted herself as being all in for New Orleans. If you could assume many Democrats and most Republicans did not vote for her, why should we not read the room better and pick someone who wouldn't alienate some people who surely voted for her? It's a divisive choice. I still support her 100%, but I didn't like the choice. This is a great text message, and I cannot wait to tell you what I think about it. I think this is a learning moment for everybody. We'll be right back after this. Let's get caught up with the local news from Chris Miller. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.